Hey everybody, it's Doug Schauff with RE/MAX Oceanside and MakeMaineYourHome.com. In this week's episode, we're going to focus on Portland trails. So let's do this. All right, everybody, like I said, we're going to focus this week on Portland Trails. That's the name of the trail system that's all over Portland. A lot of great trails. If you like hiking, if you like getting out in nature and seeing some great things, you're going to want to hear what we have to say here. But first, I thought we'd kind of just give you some information about the trail system. So Portland Trails has been around since 1991. There's about 70 miles of trails. I'd love to hear if anybody's been on all 70 miles. If you've been on all 70 miles of it, comment below. If you're watching this and you're like, hey, I want to walk on all 70 miles, let me know. Maybe we'll start like a little thing. Maybe we'll all try it. They're pretty congested. There's about 1 million people that go on these trails each and every year. And you know, the maintenance of these trails are mostly done by the volunteer program. So big shout out to the volunteers that kind of help out and keep these trails looking good and active so everybody can get out there and enjoy these trails. So I thought what we would do is kind of talk about a few points. I think we got about 4 places that we're going to talk about that are part of the Portland trails that we like, and we've seen some good reviews and things like that. So first one I'm going to talk about is the Four River Sanctuary. I've been on this a couple times. It's a great place to hike. Where I've gotten in on the Four River Sanctuary is it's Outer Congress. You're going down there. Keep your eyes on the right-hand side of the road if you're leaving Portland. You'll see like some signs for Four River Sanctuary, and there's a parking lot there that I've pulled into, and you can jump right on the trail from there. It's kind of neat. The trail going in, it's like the trail's not marshy, but you're kind of overlooking like some of the marshes. So the Four River comes in off the bay, kind of circles around. That's what the South Portland Bridge goes over, the Four River. And then it comes down, circles around, and at Outer Congress there, it just turns into almost like a stream type thing going back there. So the first part of the trail is, you know, marshy, and then you kind of go up into the woods a lot. Some history regarding this is there was a family of Tom Jewell, which is one of the Portland Trail's founders. He donated the land to the Portland Trails. And, you know, if you go back quite a ways in the woods, you'll get to an area that they call Jewel Falls. Absolutely beautiful. Highly recommend it. Totally worth the hike. And it's not all that far. Me and my young family did it, you know, 2-3 hours, you know. Absolutely beautiful. Highly recommend it. Number 2 we're going to talk about is the Presumpscot River Preserve. I don't know. I don't think I've been on these trails, but I know a lot of people who have. I've been on a boat like down the Presumpscot River, and you know, I've seen like the trails from there, and it's some beautiful water back there. And you kind of at the end of it, there are some you know, some nice, you know, waterfalls and things like that to check out. Now the Presumpscot River actually flows from Sebago Lake and comes all the way in Casco Bay. The best place to hook up with these trails, from what I understand, is it's a little neighborhood. It's on Hope Ave. You're gonna feel like you're driving in like, you know, somebody's backyard, really. But you know, you can park on Hope Ave. There's a lot there for the trail. Like there's a trailhead, and then you can go in there, and there's a whole map of there, and it goes right along that Presumpscot River. Absolutely beautiful. A lot of great things to look at. The water is like it's like this neat like bluish green color. Very, very stunning. It's worth it. Just going there to see the color of the water is worth it. Anyway, check that out. If you've been on there and you know some other places to hook up with the trail, let me know. Comment below. We'd love to hear from you there. The next one I'm going to talk about is the Eastern Prom Trail. I love this trail. A lot of it's paved, so you get, you know, you can run, walk, bike. It kind of goes right along the ocean there, right next to or along the East End Beach there, you know, and then comes up along like where the fireworks are and things like that. Great spot there to, again, walk your dog, go for a walk, go for a run, go for a bike, skateboard, you know, whatever you want. It's all, most of it's paved, and it's really nice trail and kind of circles back around. And I believe it comes all the way back around and connects up to the Back Cove Trail there, if you continue down and keep going that way, which is a good segue into the next trail that we want to talk about, which is the Back Cove Trail. Back Cove Trail is a great place. It's very great for like, if you're just looking to get some exercise, like a lot of people use it. I think it's a 3.5 mile loop around Back Cove. A lot of people use it as like, you know, to run, you can bike. Most of it's gravel. So if you're going to bike around, you probably end up staying in the streets, but it's a great trail to use. It's got a great view of not just the Back Cove, but the Portland skyline. It's unbelievable. It's one of my favorite spots, especially if you're out there running. It gives you something great to look at while you're busting your butt out there. So enjoy. So that's it. That's a good portion of the Portland Trail system. Which one's your favorite spot to check out? You know, where do you like to go hiking? You know, and if you live near one of these, maybe you can comment below, give some more information about those types of trails. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions also, comment below. We'd love to hear from you with your questions and get those answered as soon as possible. Hit us up on social media. Remember to hit subscribe and hit that little bell so you get notified as new episodes come out. And remember, if you make Maine your home, you don't have to do it alone. Really good. I'm very glad I took that.